Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
And today we are joined by some very special guests, Miss Simone and Miss Erin from Bravo Housewives. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for bringing us on.
Yes, of course. I'm so excited to have you guys on because I had so much fun on your guys' podcast a little while ago. So introduce yourselves, give us a little background of what your podcast is all about.
Okay, well, I'm Simone and I'm Erin. So we've basically been friends for like years. We started off working together. She was my boss.
It's a very weird time.
Very weird time for both of us, but we eventually grew and we became very close friends outside of work.
Yeah.
And basically the main thing that brought us together, like I would always show up clocking in and I'm like, Erin, did you watch Roni last night? Did you do this? And we would be just sitting at the front talking for like ever about the Real Housewives and just Bravo in general. So like, I'm like, okay, we need to channel this energy into something. And so we started a podcast.
Yeah. Because we had talked about doing that for so long. Mm-hmm. And then finally, you know, COVID.
COVID happened. And then I had a friend originally who was on. And then, you know, life happened. Mm-hmm. And then I brought Erin on. And we were just like, let's do the thing.
Right.
Let's do this thing. For
it
real.
It just clicks. It works.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah, Steven, that could be us, but you don't know anything about Bravo, so.
Well, we have our own podcast.
Right.
We tried. Okay. This week in pop culture has been pretty big. We had the VMAs, we had the Met Gala, all that going on. But before we get into all that, I think we should first talk about some other little sprinkles that happened throughout the week.
Oh, absolutely.
I love sprinkles.
Yes. So the first thing I want to talk about is Ariana Grande's new beauty brand called Rem Beauty. Okay. How do you guys feel about yet another pop star having their own beauty brand?
It's like what you said about every housewife doesn't have to have a book.
Yeah. Like, yet again, it's like, oh,
it's so redundant. Like, it's already been done.
Yeah, it's just like free money for the artist at this point. Right. It's just like, might as well. And I agree. It's like one of those things. It's like, I'm kind of over it, all these beauty brands. But at the same time, like, I love Ariana Grande. So I'm not about to speak too bad on her name.
That's what I know. I'm definitely one of those people who's like, oh my God, yet another pop star with another beauty brand. But I feel like I'm going to spend money on it.
Like, I feel like her money could have been better suited with like a hair extension line.
Okay.
Ponytails.
Of her ponytail. Yeah. Like, why are we not going that direction?
That would make a lot of sense.
Wouldn't that make sense? Like, if she had a hair extension line?
Like, she does her own halos. You know, she does her own, like wrap-ins and stuff like that.
Her wrap-ins.
So like they literally wrap small pieces around your hair and it clamps to it.
Oh.
Yeah. So like, why is she not doing that? You're getting into makeup.
That's a good question. You should DM her. Tell her you have $1 million idea.
DM her marketing team, right?
Like, she is ridiculous. Yeah.
And then she's doing like phases of releases. She said like the first phase is going to be like all about the eyes. Then the next phase is going to be like face and like so on and so forth.
Okay. So it's kind of like putting out one song on the album at a time.
Yeah. I guess that would be the equivalent of it.
Literally.
She already released Perfume, right?
Yeah. She has so many perfumes.
But this she released like her REM fragrance, right? Okay.
Yeah,
so this is like coinciding with that. It was like a couple months ago.
Yeah. And she said that she's been working on this beauty brand for like 2 years. And I'm like, maybe we should have just stopped a little while ago.
That's what's throwing me. And then she's on The Voice right now.
Right.
And I'm just like, girl, just stick with one project, please.
I just think that she like got bored during quarantine. And they were like, do you want to be on The Voice? Do you want to continue working on this beauty brand? What'd you say?
She should have just gone on tour.
I think that's what she doesn't want to do.
Yeah, I think you're right, because I think one, because of COVID, and two, I just think that she wants a break probably, which I don't blame her.
No. And she's been promoting The Voice like no other. So like, I think she's like really into it, like actually likes it. Cause like, I just kind of imagine her just to be like the day before, oh yeah, guys, like watch The Voice. But she's been posting like a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Yes.
True.
Is it on yet?
Next week, I think.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought it was next week.
Okay. I really want to watch it.
Yeah, I feel like we should check it out.
I feel like she would win this season.
I mean, doesn't everyone want to be on her team this year? I would think so.
I would. Shit. Right.
Every person like under the age of 30. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, like, I don't know. Like, the older people are going to be like, who?
Who? Who's Ariana Grande?
But like, it's fine.
We're going to be like, it's 2020 Mariah Carey.
For real. Yeah. I feel like Ariana Grande better than Mariah, so. I'm not a fan.
Wait, what?
We can fight about this later.
Wait, you're not a fan of Mariah Carey?
No.
What is wrong with you? Like,
ready? Ready? Glitter.
Leave that movie alone. Mm. It was a good movie.
No.
That was a good movie.
Nope.
I liked Glitter, and she was amazing and precious.
Listen, Kelly Clarkson has Justin and Kelly, and we still like her. Just because they have a failed movie doesn't mean we can't hate them.
Right.
I get. Okay.
Justin
okay.
And Kelly are good movie too.
It's fine.
You're so mad. She's so mad. Oh my God. Salty. Salty.
Maggie and I like aren't Mariah Carey stans by any means, but like we like her.
But let me tell you, when I hear Fantasy, oh my God.
That's my shit when it comes on in the club.
Yes. And what do you do, Aaron? You just stand there?
Yeah, Aaron. That's
normally when I use the men's room because the line's shorter.
I thought you were like, you. Where are you going?
Listen, if I'm out, normally I look at the lines. The women's room is out the door, so I go into the men's room.
Why did my mind like automatically go? I don't know. You doing it?
Oh my God, dirty.
Dirty.
I mean, no tea, no shade. I'm not for any shade. You're gonna get in the bathroom and do your thing.
No,
oh, God. Okay, let's move on.
Fine. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Let's just stop that conversation.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to some other music stuff. Lil Nas X's album is coming out this week. Well, as we're recording this, it's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And this album promo that he's doing is like nothing else I've ever seen another artist do. Where did the idea of having a pregnancy come from?
You know, I would probably have to think, like, you've created this album and it's taken a year or longer to put together, mm-hmm. to produce, to get the music right, the video. Right. It turns into like your baby because you're literally growing it for so long. And then you have a due date or your launch date.
Yeah, your launch date.
And who's not going to talk about a man pretending to be pregnant?
True.
Well done on a marketing standpoint. Like,
right.
And this
thing, what?
As I say, this man is like going all the way though. He's pretending to have contractions.
Yeah.
He's looking for his hormone pills.
All these pregnancy tweets are hilarious.
Yes. Honestly.
He's doing a maternity shoot. Like he's doing everything an actual pregnant woman would do.
It's genius.
It's so genius because it's like, it's just so wild that people who aren't even his fans are like, what the fuck is this? And also, I think I should check it out.
Right.
Exactly.
Because you're going to sit there and talk about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Did you guys see the billboards he's been putting up everywhere?
Yeah,
I just saw those so like funny. 15 minutes ago.
I just pulled them up. Like,
with Lil Nas X, call this number.
Yeah.
Do you miss the real America? Visit welcometomontero.com to see how we can take our country back. Gay, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Visit welcometomontero.com. and just like stupid shit like that. And
yeah,
we're just gonna see that and Google that and be like, what?
I really hope somebody like believed it and
right.
was like, I can get saved. Let's do this.
I hope it was a conservative.
I think put them around here where we are you are. I think that would go really well.
Right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They'd get a lot of searches.
Oh, yeah. Yes. A lot of hits.
Oh yeah.
Are you guys fans of Lil Nas X?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
Like I genuinely love Old Town Road. I love that song.
Oh no. I love that song.
Like, it's not even a guilty pleasure. It's just a pleasure.
Right.
Yeah. And then when they play it at the gay club, it's just like a whole vibe.
So true. A whole vibe.
And yes. When, Montero like came out and everybody was just going nuts. All the drag
that at the gay club. Like, yeah. Call Me By Your Name at the gay club is an experience.
That's a hit.
Steven and I have witnessed it firsthand many times.
What?
Hearing Call Me By Your Name at the gay club.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's an experience.
It is.
It's like playing Britney at the club, and then all the girls are like,
ah! Oh, yeah. I'm also that girl. Yeah.
I am that girl, too.
I don't know who isn't that girl.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I think we should get into the VMAs. I think that the performances at the VMAs were probably some of the best in a long time. I think like we had Normani, we had Olivia Rodrigo, Lil Nas X, Chloe from Chloe and Halle.
Yeah.
Oh, she. Okay, that performance made me such a stan. I mean, I already love Chloe and Halle, but like. Her song Have Mercy, I can't stop listening to it.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
Oh my god. I feel like such a bad bitch whenever I listen to it. I really do.
But like I saw her in concert when I saw Beyonce and Chloe and Halle opened.
Yeah.
They are just as good on like how you see them on TV. They're like amazing in person.
Yeah, their vocals are like out of this world.
Oh my
the
god.
The harmonies are insane. Like, how do human beings do that?
I know. That's why I can't wait for the Little Mermaid to come out.
I am so excited.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it got pushed back though till 2023. Yeah.
We're gonna have to wait. Jesus.
I know.
Forever.
Too long.
Wait, 2023?
I know.
Okay, let me call Rob Minka.
Rob Minka. Okay.
I'm gonna make a phone call.
Sure. Simone's like, all right, we're gonna take a pause. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Crystal.
Oh my god.
So like what were your guys
upset.
Right. What were your guys' favorite performances?
Oh my gosh. I mean,
I liked Busta Rhymes.
I loved Busta
Rhymes.
Oh my
god, me and Steven lived.
It comes on to the summer and I'm like,
she is just there spitting his verses. And I'm over here like,
she's staring at me and I'm like, what?
I'm like, what?
Oh my god. Like when he paused for a second and then like he just like had like a really creepy smile on his face. And then he went into his verse from Look at Me Now.
Oh, yes.
That song just like really embodies 2013 for me.
Vibes. Oh my gosh. Did you like go on YouTube a lot?
I mean, I never like watched anyone religiously, but like, I was around.
Okay, because there is this group called Carmen, and they redid the song, and then she just like spit that verse, like crazy.
Carmen, but that
just like reminds
me every time I hear that song, it's like
Carmen,
right? Yeah, where are they?
I have no idea.
I don't know. But every time I like hear that song, I think of that all the time. But I would say my favorite What was my favorite?
I mean,
what was my favorite?
You loved everything. Right. You loved Lil Nas X.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, it was so good.
She loved it.
I love my gay boys. I really
who did
do.
You basically stand on the couch for?
Who did I stand on the couch for?
Yeah. There was like one point where Simone's literally standing on like this like huge ottoman my sister has. You that's basically like a giant pillow and she's literally standing on it just like standing out.
No, that was the night when we had the margaritas. So
that was the same night.
I don't remember.
She goes, that was the same night.
That was, yeah, because I got like 24 ounce margs and I was like, okay, we're gonna watch the premiere of Salt Lake and then we're gonna watch VMAs. And that
jam-packed night.
Right, like,
girl. Who was I standing up for?
I'm gonna have to think about it.
I'm about to be so mad.
Okay, who was your guys' favorite?
Yeah.
Okay, Lil Nas X, I mean, is definitely up there. Mm-hmm. Olivia Rodrigo, everyone says, or like a lot of things I've been reading, they're like, oh, we're so tired of hearing Good For You. I will never get over that song. Literally never.
Really? Okay, so I don't listen to her.
It reminds me of Paramore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very much like, it's good, but I'm like,
Hayley Williams.
I can change the station for a little bit. Like, I think I'm just getting very tired of it. I'm just full of just these ridiculous things tonight.
Yeah,
we are. I mean, it's your opinion. that sounded dramatic, but like,
I mean, I guess it's like your opinion or whatever.
I think it's good. I don't think I like it as much as Maggie anymore. Like, I think I've heard it a lot, and like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm not like as excited about it. But I thought her performance. Steven, was really
this
good.
Is not what you said to me a couple days ago.
What did I, wait, what did I say?
On the pod.
What did I say?
Okay. Ooh. So at work, sometimes they'll like play a radio station where they like play it a lot.
Yes.
And it comes on all the time. And I said that to Steven. I was like, it's like everyone around me gets annoyed, but I don't. I like, I love it. And Steven's like, yeah, I would feel the same. So.
Well, I didn't say I get annoyed.
I think you're flip flopping on me.
I guess I am. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway. No. Anyway, my favorite was Chloe. Chloe Bailey was my favorite. Yeah, I just like, I don't know. I just kind of forgot she was performing and I wasn't really excited about her new solo stuff because I don't know. I didn't really seem to care. But then she performed and now I'm like a stan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I know who I stood up for.
Okay.
Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Oh.
That is so embarrassing. Oh, well, I hate okay. But I love him.
So you were excited when he won not best new artist, artist of the year.
No, he shouldn't have won artist of the year.
Okay.
Should have been Doja Cat.
She was just so excited.
But I love Justin.
Okay, did you think it was weird how he had his hood up the entire time?
Yes.
And we were like, absolutely. Is that Justin?
It was. You cannot convince me that was Justin Bieber on stage. That was any old guy off the street just lip syncing. I promise you.
Oh my God. I full out thought it was him. Like I was like, that's him.
No, you cannot convince me that was Justin Bieber on stage.
Yes, it was. With husband. There's gonna be one less lonely.
No!
Get it.
Oh my God.
Maybe singing about that.
Oh. Listen, that's still my dream.
How do you guys
feel?
That's fine. How do you guys feel about Doja Cat's job hosting? Do you feel like she did a good job? Do you feel like
I just felt awkward. Like, she was doing the most. You had a chair for a hat.
Okay, I kind of lived. I thought that was funny.
It was fashion.
I mean, it's funny and we're talking about it, so obviously it worked. But I was sitting there going, and then she sat in it. I was like, is this a toilet?
Not a toilet.
A toilet. Yeah, like,
drop down. So
that's true.
I was like,
and then,
ooh.
Yeah. And then she closed the show dressed as like a pilgrim turkey.
Tom the turkey.
Yeah.
The feet scared the shit out of me. I was like, is this some furry fashion? Like the furries?
The I've seen a furry in real life. That is not what a furry
same.
Looks like.
Same.
Oh really? God. Okay. Glad we're on the same page.
It's an experience.
If there's a furry listening to this, I'm sorry, but y'all kind of scare me.
Y'all kind of scare me.
Just, I don't know. It's just a little.
Yeah, it is out there. It is out there. For sure. But the cat. Okay. I kind of liked the one when she looked like a caterpillar looking thing.
It looked like she was in like a sarcophagus.
Like yes. A sleeping bag or a sarcophagus. I don't know. It looked warm.
She was in a kitchen. It did.
Yeah, that's just like her humor. What?
What are you sipping on?
Oh, iced coffee.
Ooh, yes. Yes, shake it.
You gotta do the stir. I'm worst.
But yes, I feel like she looked like a little caterpillar in it, and it was so cute.
Yeah, that's the humor she thrives off of. Like I've seen like clips of her on like Instagram Live, and she just like lives off that awkward, weird humor. I mean, she got famous with that "Bitch I'm a Cow" song.
Yes,
so.
And she was like, it was just sarcasm. I mean, like, "Bitch I'm a Cow," moo,
moo.
I was like, moo, 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 moo. She's a queen.
I am like not that big of a fan of Doja Cat. I have to be honest. She really? Just like, yeah, she just kind of like rubs me the wrong way. I don't know what it is specifically. It's just, she gets under my skin.
Dang, just let it all out.
Sorry.
It's okay. I feel the same way about Taylor Swift. I don't like her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah. Maggie and I are hit or miss with her. Yeah. But Doja Cat, I just like, don't get it, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we're just like not with it.
I feel like we're just haters because like I just don't get what she's doing that like other people aren't or haven't.
I like her because her music. I like her beats. I like her whole aesthetic. Like when she did the whole disco aesthetic thing, I love that when Say So came out.
Yeah.
I thought that was a whole vibe. And it kind of just kicked off like, oh, she's the quirky, weird girl, you know, in Hollywood. And I really like that. And I like her, like I said, I like her vibe. And she's a Gemini.
Yeah.
Weird. But I'm always cool with Geminis. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sitting next to one right now.
All right. Those are valid reasons.
Yeah. Okay.
She's a cool girl. I feel like she, I don't know if she'll be like one of the first people I'd call to get a drink, but
oh, that would for sure. Because I have questions. Yeah, I would for sure call her to have a drink because I'd be like, I want to talk and like figure you out.
Why are you in those chat rooms?
Oh yeah, that's a good question right off the bat.
Right, like, yes, I'll flip your deck. Like, oh, that was so weird. But see, she's sure. Yeah. Geminis. There's a cat.
Geminis.
Hashtag Geminis.
Okay, and then to wrap this up, I just want to say I'm so glad that Lil Nas X won Video of the Year, the biggest award of the night. So excited for him. And I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm so glad that he dedicated the award to the gay agenda.
Hell yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, the gay agenda.
Yeah.
Even though it's not real.
Yeah, right. Huh? Okay. What'd you say?
I said I love that for him.
I know.
Right.
Yeah. I'm so glad. So glad. Okay. Let's move on to the Met Gala. This year's theme was, what was it called? American Lexicon and Fashion.
Yeah, American Fashion. So
okay,
literally the assignment was to dress
as American as possible.
Yes. basically.
It didn't make sense because people were wearing Oscar De La Renta,
right?
And like,
yeah,
Versace.
And yeah, I'm like, if it was American fashion, I was expecting people to show up in jeans, like Britney and Justin, and
Ben Platt did,
and like
that's true,
and Lupita did,
yeah.
And then I thought they were going to show up in like Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein.
Right.
Yeah.
Clean American lines, you know, how we are, basic as fuck.
Right. See, that's why I didn't like the theme, because I feel like American fashion compared to everywhere else in the world is just so basic.
Yeah,
it is 1000%.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was not a fan of the theme. Yeah. And then I did like a lot of the outfits, though, that being said. I will say, though, even though Timothée Chalamet was a co-chair, why did he have one of the worst outfits of the night?
Thank you.
Right.
I'm just like.
Thank you.
Because he's a man.
Yeah.
But it's Timothée Chalamet. Like, he's looked better.
I know.
So many other times you show up in a white suit and it looks like you have a tank top on your underwear,
exactly.
And your Converse did not match whatsoever.
No, I said Timothée Chalamet does more on the E People's Choice Awards than he did at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
I mean, am I wrong?
That makes sense.
Right.
They looked like sweats. It looked like he was in a legit
sweatsuit.
I know. Yeah, I was really disappointed because I was really looking forward to his outfit, but I guess he let me down.
Disappointed in men's fashion in general that day.
Yeah, it was very.
It was terrible.
I'm always disappointed in the men's fashion at the Met Gala.
No, I'm just like, yeah, I get it. You can put on a tux and like whatever, whatever. But I'm like, okay, let's get a little more creative with the outfits, y'all. Right. Like, we can't all just wear a black tux with some glitter on it.
Right.
Right.
Come on.
Amanda Gorman, though, looked beautiful. Naomi Osaka looked beautiful. Billie Eilish.
Stunning.
Billie Eilish was stunning.
Oh my.
The only thing I would have changed about Billie Eilish's whole look is the color of that dress, because she's so pale. And now that her hair is blonde, I wish she would have gone with like an emerald green.
Ooh,
yeah.
Because that
would be nice.
That would have been money.
Right.
Yeah.
You need to be a stylist. Like, where were you?
I'm a mess. You just
yeah. And with Billie's, I want to be like mad because I feel like Marilyn Monroe is like the low hanging fruit, but at the same time, she looked so good.
Yeah.
And it was like, you did it. It makes sense. It worked. Yeah. So it's like, I can't care.
No.
Yeah. You can't be mad.
No,
I can't be mad.
Absolutely not.
But
wait, go ahead.
Who actually won the Met Gala? I think Iman.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes,
was the best.
Every
hands down
thing.
Period. You can't tell me shit.
The girls just do not favorite. Yeah, the girls just do not do it like that.
No.
No.
That headdress
was everything.
Her makeup, her skin.
Oh my god, she is the epitome of a supermodel. Like
she my god.
Queen. Yes.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Right.
Gigi Hadid who?
Yep. I mean, she also did look really good,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like, Iman is just like the supermodel. Yeah. Like that is the blueprint.
Iman literally understood the assignment.
She understood the assignment. Yes.
Absolutely.
More American than being a sun goddess.
She was legit Lady Liberty.
Listen, let freedom ring, bitch. Ring.
Oh yeah. My god.
Who else? I like Gigi's hair. She dyed it red. Loved it. And then Haley Seinfeld. It took me like 5 million years to figure out who the person was.
She the Kardashian.
She did. Yeah.
Did she get work done?
I think that was just her makeup. And like she just looked so different because of the hair. Okay. Her eyebrows were bleached.
Everything. I was like, who is this woman?
Right.
Yeah, I was really impressed by her.
Same. I was very impressed with her outfit. And then somebody said that it looked like some like noodles. And I was like,
oh.
Yes, we did. They were being haters. I was like, get out.
Get out.
It was a cute look. I was here for it. Who else looked gorgeous?
Lil Nas X did like a full like three outfit reveal. So into it.
Is that going to be like a thing every year now after Gaga did it? Is everybody going to do it?
I mean, no one is ever going to live up to Gaga. Like, she put on a whole performance.
That's true.
But I mean.
Okay.
Time out.
Sorry. Okay. Just ruined it. So I just was scrolling through all the looks to like refresh my memory while we're talking about it. Channing Tatum. His tux. Okay. Well, I'm going to send it to you guys because do you remember it?
Yes.
Did you see him?
Hold on.
He's gorgeous. Hold on. He's so beautiful.
Well, I mean. Guys.
Hold up. I'm pulling it up now.
Okay.
Me too.
Like, he looks hot. He looks like step up Channing Tatum.
But then he's like, he does. He's like bulky and everything. But then he's next to Zoe Kravitz. So he just looks like any old man.
Yeah.
Next to her.
Like if this was a look he was wearing like walking down like the Golden Globes red carpet or something, I'd be like, absolutely love it. But we're at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Leave Channing out of this. Okay, he shaved his head. He showed up and showed out.
No, he definitely like looks good.
He looks great.
But he's not like the moment, you know?
Yeah. He's my moment.
I respect it.
No, but like I've been in love with that man since like the seventh grade. So like my opinion is very biased.
That's okay. That's quite all right.
What?
You are old. I will say though, a man who went outside the box was Pete Davidson in a dress.
Yes.
I love Pete Davidson, obsessed with him.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah. Love him. Cannot say enough good things about him. And I was like, there is no chance he's even showing up to the Met Gala. Like, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. But then this man shows up in a dress and I said, I am so here for it. And I keep seeing like behind the scenes footage for like Vogue and stuff that he did. Oh my God. Oh, a dreamboat.
And he was wearing garnets, which is his dad's birthstone. And it was in honor of his dad who passed away on 9/11.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Was he a firefighter?
I didn't know that he was like wearing stuff in honor of his dad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like a necklace, right? The garnet necklace he was wearing.
Yes, it was around his neck.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You were there during 9/11, right?
I was in the towers the day before they went down.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So like I was a kid and my sister and I were in the city. So we had family over there. And we wanted to see them because you can get lunch in the North Tower. And like they had like a little shop down in the main lobby. So people would just go in and out. And so my aunt took us in and we like picked up these little bears. Mm-hmm. And literally it was just, I remember, white granite everywhere with like gold accents, like gorgeous. And then we literally drove back home to a little suburb north of Baltimore that night. And then the next morning went to school and that was it.
That's so wild.
God. Mm-hmm. Look at God. Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, Aaron.
Like it was insane. Like I just remember watching the TV, like I was just there.
That's scary.
And we had like a lot of like family and like NYPD and like fire departments and stuff like that. And yeah.
It was crazy. Wow. So that was like really close to home then for you in general.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so every year I'm always like, don't talk to me on this day. Okay, bye.
I didn't hear you. Yeah. Heard from you that day.
A little quiet.
You know? Mm-hmm. Sorry, we are a little dark over here.
So, anyways.
It's all right. Yeah. Back to the Met Gala.
Right. Anyway, back to your husband, Pete.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a worst outfit of the night in mind?
I just found it. And I don't want to because it's Natalie Bryant.
Natalie Bryant.
Oh.
And I remember saying that.
Because, like, I feel like no one should ever hate on her because of what she's been through, but, like, it's really
she
bad.
Missed the mark.
It's bad.
It wasn't a look. I feel like they just put on her dress and they're like, hey, you're going to the Met Gala.
It did nothing for her. Her hair doesn't help.
Yeah.
I just sent it to you guys. It's bad.
Stephen, oh, I remember seeing this. I remember seeing that. Yeah, I don't really know what that is.
Stephen, do you have a worst look in mind?
I feel like nothing was like really that bad in my eyes besides that one. That was the only one I remember seeing, like, ooh, who let that happen? But I'm gonna say Kim Kardashian, I guess.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because
she's just her own new subject.
I just, what was that?
Pop off, Steven.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I really didn't get it.
And then everyone was like, oh, because Kim Kardashian is so iconic that people just know her body. I only knew it was her because people said it was her.
Yeah.
That could have been anybody. That literally could have been anybody. Right. They could have, like, stuffed the pads. It, like, could have been Courtney, and then just put her in super high heels and stuffed it.
Was she just trying to be a shadow or, like, a Dementor? Like, I don't understand.
Right. Also, how could she see? How could she see where she's going? Up those steep steps?
Right. My question is, how is she breathing? Is it hot in there? Like,
oh, it's got to be so sweaty.
Fabric.
If she comes out and says that she doesn't want to wear a face mask anymore, I hope people blow her up with that.
Literally put a whole thing on your face.
I just
Oh my God. I have to say the person who I thought was the worst was Kacey Musgraves. Did you guys see her outfit?
It was ugly, but it was so boring.
It was giving me like fifth grade science teacher. I mean, it's just so boring. And in the last Met Gala, she came as Barbie and was so good.
She was one of the best of the night last time.
Isn't that crazy? 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The last Met Gala.
Yeah, that's very boring.
She was giving me prom vibes.
Not even prom.
That's homecoming. That's like winter formal.
Even worse. Winter formal.
Winter formal.
That's like prom when you like want to tell your mom you're going to cover up, but like.
I'm just going to hike this down.
Right. Let me just pull my skirt down, get a higher slit, and change in the car.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I think it was that Calvin Klein too?
I don't know. I don't always know who everyone is wearing because it's so much to keep up with.
Ralph Lauren. Okay.
Well, at least she was on theme.
Wearing an American designer.
Yeah.
But everybody who was dressed in Michael Kors was fabulous. Regina King, Camila Cabello, and Shawn Mendes. Who else? Kate Hudson. Fabulous.
Yeah. I really liked Shawn Mendes in Camila Cabello's like rock glam vibe. I was really into it.
That video of so they faked out kissing or whatever, and the photographer literally was like, and he like smashed his camera and was like, no,
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God.
They were fucking with the paparazzi so they can get the shot.
There's so many pictures and videos of them kissing, like, why at the Met Gala is it gonna be
because it's the Met Gala.
Well, I mean, they did get a reaction, I guess. So.
Yeah. And dude, like, literally smashed his camera.
That seems a little dramatic.
I know. I was like,
they should not welcome him
when Rent's due the next day.
Yeah, that man's getting fired by whatever magazine he works for or whatever.
Yeah,
Page 6.
Page 6, probably.
Page 6. Oh, my God. Reality.
Reality.
Okay, did anyone notice the golden retriever in the background?
I didn't until people started pointing it out.
Okay, I noticed him like before, like it was all over the internet. He was like like at the bottom of the steps, but like off into the corner. And he was sitting like such a good boy, being so good. And then they panned back to him and he was licking himself. And I was like, all right, who's dog?
Oh, it was cute.
Aww. I love that.
I didn't know there was a dog.
No, I didn't know.
No one's saying anything about it. Yeah. I mean, you know what? A golden retriever is very American, though. So he was just a prop, I think.
Oh, that's a cute prop.
Yeah.
Reminds us of Bush's baked beans. What more could you ask for?
Yeah. Yeah. See, what's more American than that?
Beans.
Beans. How American. I hope his name is Beans. You know what? His name is Beans.
We're naming him Beans.
Which is baked beans. Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah.
You should.
I'm going to go here to do her name, which is baked beans. Oh my God.
Okay.
Did you guys see Zoe Dutch?
No.
Who's Zoe Dutch?
She's an actress. Okay. I'll send the picture to you guys.
I feel like if you guys saw her, you would know who she is.
Yeah, okay. She's in a lot of stuff. I was very impressed by her. And she's not even someone who would be like on my radar to be at the Met Gala.
I've seen her before.
Yeah, see, she's in so many things.
I really, really liked it.
I like that color.
Yeah.
Very Demi Moore vibes. I like
it. Oh, wow. I did not see this.
That's stunning.
Doesn't she look great?
Yeah, that's a great color with her hair and everything.
I like her makeup.
Wow. Okay, Zoe Dutch.
Right.
Yeah, she's just like somebody like who's kind of everywhere, but like no one really thinks of her. So like seeing her at the Met Gala was kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Because I definitely recognize her, but I'm also like, I feel like you've had a lot of small parts.
Right.
You know, which I mean, you're doing well if you're at the Met Gala, so I'm not gonna throw shade.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Well, okay, before we wrap it up, let me ask you guys this. Do you think that people like Addison Rae and James Charles should be invited to the Met Gala?
No.
No.
Okay. No. Me either. And people get mad because they're like, I've only just been like seeing this for this year's Met Gala, but just like, it's just so elitist and like classist. Well, no shit. It's the Met Gala.
Yeah, like, it's the Met Gala. Like they literally handpick and they like literally go over the list like 500 million times.
Yeah.
And
the plates and are expensive.
As hell.
Exactly. Yeah. So I literally don't care if it's elitist.
But no. Here's my thing. I think they were probably pity invites because Jay-Z and Beyonce are not there. Who else?
They were supposed to be.
Yeah.
Who else wasn't there? Like a lot of people weren't there that I expected.
Nicki Minaj.
There. Yeah.
Oh God. Oh God.
And brawl again. Could you watch that video?
Of course, I watched the video.
Oh my God, she like knocked the shit out of her. Oh my God. but I think they were pity invites, Addison Rae and like Jane. No, because Nikki Tutorials was there.
Okay, see,
but I'm okay with that.
Me too. And I also I know we're kind of like hypocrites, whatever.
I know.
I like that her outfit was paying tribute to Marsha P. Johnson.
I know.
I really loved that.
I love that.
That was one of my favorite looks, actually, the night. I don't know how I forgot to mention that.
She actually called the theme, and it was for a good cause, so.
Exactly. So,
that blue looked fabulous on her.
Oh, it did.
Everything, the drape off the dress, her flower crown.
Perfect.
Everything.
Yes, loved. All right, glad we're on the same page, though, about, like, influencers and stuff being invited, because. I just want Hollywood's elite there. And I don't care if it's classist or elitist or whatever anyone else wants to call it.
Right.
Classist and elitist.
I've just been like seeing it on the internet. Because everyone has an opinion.
Yeah.
Everyone has opinion like assholes.
Yeah.
Probably are an asshole.
Right.
Okay, here's the thing. If it's not elitist, then we're going to get just any old Joe Schmo from the street, and we're not going to get any good looks.
Exactly.
Like, this person wearing JCPenney's fall collection, like, what? Who cares? Like, is that what we want?
Absolutely not.
New release of the TJ Maxx racks. Fall sale.
Seriously.
Like, all the Maxinistas are showing up.
Yes.
Oh my God. Good night. All right. Well, I think it's time to get into our toast and our roast.
Yay. Let's do it.
Erin and Simone, you guys can go first because you are the guests and Stephen and I are gracious hosts.
You really are. It's amazing. Right. So we would like to toast.
We're going to raise a glass to Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum.
Their relationship.
We approve.
Clink. Love.
Ding. Another hot man. She's with Jason. Her mom's with Jason Momoa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I need to know what's in that. What kind of water they're drinking and pulling these really hot guys. It's fine. And our roast is going to.
It is definitely going to. What did we say?
Oh, we said the people who were booing Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber. They were chanting Selena.
Right. At the VMAs.
No, not
wait,
no, when? At the Met Gala.
Oh, at the Met Gala. Oh. That's right.
Oh, wait, I did not no catch idea. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No literally. Way.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's so rude.
That is so rude.
Fuck Haley.
It was a mess. It was like,
oh my God. Yeah,
Selena fans. I was like, what?
Oh yeah, my God.
Can people let their relationship go?
They broke up in like 2014 or something, right? Like so long ago.
Every single time Selena releases a new song, everyone's like, oh, it's about Justin Bieber, isn't it?
Just yeah, same thing with Justin Bieber, though. It's like, this man is married. Can we all move on? Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Move on.
Move on.
Oh my goodness.
Yep, that's ours.
All right. I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah. No, I had no idea. There was a lot going on with the Met Gala.
Yeah. Like, we missed the whole ass dog. Like,
literally. Okay. Yeah, I know. Steven, you can go.
All right. My roast goes to that show called The Activist on CBS. Because what is that?
Wait, I don't know what that is.
Oh, well,
it's a they're making like activism a competition show, like,
yeah,
who can raise the most money or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a game, it's like a competition contestant show, and they're like competing in different categories like health, global rights, and like stuff like that. And they're supposed to compete for like who's the best activist, but it's gotten so much pushback now that they're making it into a documentary because. Everyone was like, this is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. It is literally the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Why'd you do that?
That was
giving back a competition. Like,
right.
Activism is supposed to be about like altruism for like the common good, not like who can not do it better.
Oh my God.
It's literally performative activism. Like what everyone tries to like stop. But you know,
oh my God.
Yes, that's a thing. Like Priyanka, who was supposed to host it? It was like Priyanka,
Julianne Hough,
and Usher.
And Usher?
Yeah.
Those really?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I refuse to believe it was Usher.
It was a mess.
Usher? Random.
Like, Usher needed a check.
I want to make love in the club. You just pick the wrong one.
My God.
Random. Jesus.
Like, yeah. So I'm really glad that they're changing that and just basically scrapping it. I think it's already recorded and that's why they're making it into a documentary.
Yeah.
But otherwise it would get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's then. Good. My toast goes to Kelly Clarkson because I love her. And she just did a cover of Valerie on her show. And really? It was so good. she didn't try to like copy Amy Winehouse either. It was just like her own thing. And it was so cute and so good. And she sounded great, like always.
Love that.
I love the Kelly Clarkson show.
Yeah.
Yeah, her covers are so good.
Is that, doesn't she do like cover something? Isn't it like a
thing? It's like her opening,
like a segment.
It's like her opening segment.
Oh, okay.
Like she sings a cover. So she sings like a, she has to learn so many covers to like record that show. It's insane. Like she has to learn the words of how many songs, and she always sounds great. So just shows how talented she is.
She was on American Idol. If she can do that, she can do anything.
Right. Yeah.
Now she has 2 daytime Emmy Awards.
I know. Her talk show is actually really good.
It's so good.
I watched that and The Real.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Real is funny.
The Real is funny because it's like The View, but for like us.
Yeah.
Love it.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yep.
All right. My turn. My roast. I know we already kind of touched on this, but I just have to say it again. My roast goes to every man who just wears a tux at the Met Gala. Please, please be more creative. Please step outside of your masculinity and just do something fun. This is the one that you get to do it and not have like people look at you sideways. People are going to appreciate it a lot more if you walk down the or walk up the steps in something other than a black tux.
Like your man.
Yes, exactly. He understood the assignment.
Oh my gosh. And then
my toast, Simone and Aaron, I think you'll appreciate this. My toast goes to Kathy Hilton for not knowing who Bernie Sanders is. And yeah. It is just,
she was like, I thought that was the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy.
Let me just explain. So on this week's episode about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's like they're shooting now around the time of like the inauguration stuff. So like the Bernie Sanders meme is going around with the mittens. Yeah. And he's sitting down. Yeah. Okay. We can all picture it. And Kathy Hilton, I guess, was sending Kyle like the Bernie Sanders memes and just being like, who is this old man? Why is he everywhere? Is he the new elf on the shelf?
Is he the new elf on the shelf?
Elf on the shelf. Oh my God.
So that had me floored.
Yeah, I know. So Kathy Hilton is officially my new favorite out of touch celebrity just because of that. I just thought it was so good.
She is so out of touch and I love it.
Oh my God. Ooh, I just love her.
She's a loon. What?
But yeah, she was sitting with Rihanna smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Kathy Hilton indulged. It wouldn't surprise me.
I mean
Mauricio does.
Oh yeah.
And probably Kyle.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh my God, I would love to be in a session with them.
All right, any final thoughts, any last words?
No, I mean, this was so much fun, guys. I'm glad
you guys had a good time.
Yeah, it was nice talking with you guys. We appreciate you coming on.
Of course.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for dealing with our like dark humor and like
our left turns.
You know us.
It happens. Yeah. It happens.
But yeah, it was fun.
We live for authenticity and all that good stuff.
Yeah, do you guys want to like give your socials, where to find
yes,
you,
promote where can
yourself?
We find you?
Or socials.
What? Oh, do you want me to plug it in?
No, because I'm an old woman, so you said social, and I was like, no thanks. Because I was thinking like social security card. Old, when I think social, I'm like, oh, my Instagram, okay.
What is wrong anyway?
I'm old.
Don't listen.
Oh. Yeah, if you want to give out your social security card to the internet, go for it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No. But you can follow us at Bravo's House Vibes. House Vibes, not Wives. House Vibes with a V on Instagram. And you can slide into our DM, say what's up. We are always posting a new show every week. And yeah, just remember it's a vibe over here when you're with us.
Yes. Yeah. And you guys already know where to find us on Instagram at Poppin' Off About Pop Culture. Give our podcast and Bravo Housewives podcast 5-star rating, follow, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Cause I'm sure I can speak for all of us when I say that we all appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks again for joining us. This was so much fun.
Yeah, and yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.